Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's live at the Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on 720 WGN.
Today's show live from the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at Presidential Towers. Dave Schwann is here live with us on site today. Elton Jim Toronto pointing out people in yoga pants
nice.
To me as they're walking by. We've never really had a fashion consultant on the show here today.
Well, I felt it was like the Oscars. This is like our red carpet.
This is like, who are you wearing?
Yeah, what yoga pant are you wearing?
Well, you'd mentioned yoga pants, and honestly, I'm not that familiar with what a yoga pant is.
Really?
Now, is this one coming here? Would those be yoga pants?
I would say a yoga pant.
It's like a floral. It's super, super tight.
No, see, that's more floral. Like a spandex. A yoga pant
yes.
is more of a cloth, right, Kimberly? Or, I'm sorry, Kristen.
Kristen.
I am an expert in yoga pants.
See, there you go.
You asked the right girl.
You know, Dean's asking me what a yoga pant is. Well, you've got a beautiful young woman here who's wearing them.
It's not a woman, male thing. You're the one pointing out the yoga pants.
No, there's a yoga pant right there, the orange one. The woman that's turning now and looking at us meanly.
Yeah, those looked exactly like the ones that I just pointed out.
But that
out.
Would be a yoga pant,
those
right, Kristen?
Super, super
tight.
I would
call those a yoga pant for sure.
Yeah. The other ones were more like
those
the floral.
Do not look comfortable to me in any.
They're like a second skin. They're great.
I don't think I could.
Men are wearing them now.
I don't think I could downward dog in those. To be, they look too restricting.
What about yoga?
To me, well, that sounds restricting also. This is Kristen Young, who is the not Kimberly,
or
but
Kimberly.
Kristen Young, the executive director of the American Lung Association. In Greater Chicago. Thank you for having us here again this year, Kristen.
Oh, my gosh. We love it. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, and congratulations on another great event. It seems more crowded than ever to me. Would I be correct in that?
We have over 1,600 people here climbing and another 200 volunteers that make the whole day work. So, yeah, we are definitely at the higher end we've ever been before.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, explain where the money that's taken in for the climb goes for the association.
Sure, the American Lung Association. So we kind of have the trifecta of supporting both COPD, lung cancer, and asthma, along with indoor and outdoor air quality. We have really made a push for lung cancer research in the last few years, specifically in women, because the rates of lung cancer have increased quite a bit. And in fact, this year alone, over 200,000 people will be diagnosed with lung cancer, half of which will not make it through the next year. So it's not a smoker's disease anymore. It's something we're trying to get the word out that anyone can get lung cancer and that you can be screened for it now, and that it's covered by a lot of insurances. So it's something we look into a lot. And so asthma, COPD, lung cancer, but lung cancer is really something that we've made a push for as an association to get the word out.
Yeah, and lung cancer is one of the cancers not easily treated at the moment. I mean, strides are being made all the time, but at the moment, it is very difficult for people to fight, right?
Right, and they're also diagnosed, you know, stage 3, stage 4, so there's not a lot of time to fight it. So the goal is, how do we give patients the right questions to ask their doctors? How do we set them up for success so that they know the symptoms to be looking for and to be aware if they have a family history, and that there's quite a few people now that get diagnosed more and more that have never smoked a day in their life.
What are the early symptoms that people are maybe overlooking?
So things like, they might have a chest cold. They maybe think it's bronchitis, like a nagging cough for months on end. Something you just wouldn't think to go to the doctor for. But if you have a family history, if you've ever smoked, maybe you quit 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or quite frankly, it's something that we ask you to talk to your doctor about, whether you've smoked or not, because anybody really can get it.
Really, even from that long ago, from 10, 15 years ago, you could still have effects.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly the second you quit, that decreases tremendously. But if you have ever been a smoker, that is something that you should be talking to your doctor about.
What are some of the causes of some of the other lung diseases that you've talked about? Are they strictly medical in nature? Are they environmental in nature? Are there things that we can do to lessen the likelihood of developing some of those things?
Sure, yeah. Well, we stress good health in general, I think, plays a part in it, especially those with COPD. It's something that typically you're diagnosed with later in life, where maybe you've had a little bit of a lung issue that exacerbates over time. So taking good care of yourself, eating well, your environment, both indoors and outdoors, where you live. If you live in a very, you know, polluted area, that's a problem. If your home perhaps has poor air quality, you know, getting a purifier, making sure that there's plants in your house, things like that, that can make all the difference in the world.
Do air fresheners help?
They, not necessarily. Why? Who needs it?
Okay, if you spray that thing one more time.
Oh, no.
Because I think I may be developing some sort of disease from him constantly spraying that. I don't want to make fun of the seriousness of the whole thing. But are there concerns about pollution, air pollution, that, you know, we seem to be going in the wrong direction with making the environment cleaner?
Sure.
And that's got to be a concern to people, especially people with lung disease.
Oh, sure. And so outdoor air quality is a big piece of it. Things like indoor air quality you don't think about. If a child has asthma and maybe they haven't exchanged their pillow in a few years, the things that can build and grow in there,
really?
That you're breathing 8 hours a day,
really?
Oh, yeah, that kind of stuff, mattresses, that kind of thing is huge, and something that we do a lot here. We go in and do what we call home assessments, where we might help them get those new materials, and it makes a world of difference for a lot of these kids.
I'm going to buy new pillows the moment that I leave the show here today.
I know.
I had no idea that that was the turnover.
You know, I went to Poland last year, and we went into a salt mine, and they said that in these salt mines, the air does something where they bring little kids into the salt mine who have respiratory problems, and it's a treatment. It doesn't last very long, you know, years, but for, they put them down these salt mines for about a month or so, and it sort of clears out their respiratory system for a while. It's very interesting.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the salt
honestly
does.
Sounds like something my grandmother would do, with, like some kind of, you know, the recipe like that. Talk about the organization a little bit, and
sure.
What it is that you do to provide help to people who are dealing with diseases.
Sure. So it's threefold. Advocacy is a big piece. So how do we increase funding for lung cancer, for COPD, for asthma? How do we deal with the effects of lack of education from people? So they don't know what questions to be asking their doctors. They don't know what they don't know, kind of thing. And then the last piece is research. How do we raise the funds necessary to cure and a treat and help people live better with lung disease? Not necessarily cure it tomorrow, that would be great, but how do we help them live better in the meantime?
Is there enough research that's being done right now? I know with budgets being as they are with just about everybody and every organization and every governmental body, budgets have been slashed and cut, and there's less and less available. Has that also affected lung research?
Yeah, I think to a degree, but I mean, I guess we come from a standpoint of it's never too much research until there's a cure. So there's definitely a lot of great causes out there, but this is one that affects millions of people, over 32 million across the country. And we always say, you know, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. You're living with it day in and day out. So what can we do to kind of better the quality of those living with lung disease?
One thing to do is participate in events like this. American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. It's going on this morning at Presidential Towers, but people can help in other ways as well, right?
Mm-hmm. So this climb is happening today. We have another climb out in Oak Brook Terrace every year. Multiple events throughout the year. You can donate at fightforairclimb.org if you want to give back. Certainly, we have a bike ride. I believe you said you did last year, right?
I did the bike ride a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You start from McHenry and you go up to Wisconsin, right? To the Abbey?
Stay in a beautiful hotel. So we do quite a few fundraisers throughout the year, all in and around the Chicagoland area. Lung.org is a great place to look at kind of what's happening in your neighborhood.
And you're meeting your goal this year, right?
I think we're going to do it with the help of all 1,700 people here. So it's been a great day so far.
All the walkers here, and you can make donations as well.
Mm-hmm.
At give me your website.
Fightforairclimb.org, and we are taking donations for the next month. So
people like us sitting in one spot for the next 4 hours.
The sedentary.
Doing absolutely nothing can still participate We appreciate you being here. Kristen Young, Executive Director, American Lung Association for Greater Chicago. Thank you for having us here again this year. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.